today with Heart to Play the Life on Mix 93.8 FM. This is Dr. Denise Theron with Naturally Speaking, and before we go into tonight's show, I'd just like to remind our listeners that no advice given on the show can replace a consultation with a trained healthcare practitioner. And just to repeat our contact details, if you'd like to SMS us on 41348 at a cost of $1.50, or email us onair@mixfm.co.za, and our Twitter handles mix938fm. And tonight on the show, we are very fortunate to have a fantastic lady with us, Eugenie Lawson. Eugenie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Denise. Just to start off with, I think I should just mention Eugenie is a mother of five, which would probably make her either a saint or definitely Catholic.
Or crazy.
Absolutely. I've got a little brief outline here on what Eugenie does, and I'll just read it for our listeners. Eugenie Lawson is author of the bestseller, The Remedy for That, and is a British qualified homeopath practicing in South Africa as an ethnomedicine natural health practitioner. She's also the founder of The Remedy Shop, a unique retail outlet and international online shop which offers an original and innovative system of medicine that has its origins in homeopathy. Eugenie refers to the system of medicine as vibrational medicine. Now, that's quite a mouthful, and I'm not sure I understand all of it, so I think I'll start by asking, just explain to us, what is vibrational medicine?
Well, Denise, my background is in homeopathy. I spent many, many years teaching, treating our children with homeopathic medicine in the far-flung bush for every imaginable ailment, and then I went over to study homeopathy. But in South Africa, I had to practice under a different banner, ethnomedicine, and that has led me to be able to develop an entirely new system of medicine. Now, vibrational medicine really is standing on the shoulders of homeopathy, or you could say it springboards from homeopathy, has its origins in homeopathy, but it isn't homeopathic medicine. Homeopathic medicine is fascinating in that it is a highly dilute solution, which is always believed to have nothing of the original substance. We've all heard that. Homeopathy is a whole lot of watered down nothing, or placebo at best. If you understand how homeopathic medicine is made, it starts off with a physical substance in a solution, and it's diluted over and over and over again. And science has shown that a homeopathic medicine isn't nothing. What remains in a homeopathic medicine is the vibration or the electromagnetic pattern of the original substance. And that is what we refer to as a homeopathic medicine. So homeopathy or homeopathic medicine has an electromagnetic property. Now, we now know the vibration or the electromagnetic property of thousands of homeopathic medicines. We can now make a homeopathic medicine differently, which we call a vibrational medicine. In other words, we can take a solution that will hold a vibration, or we can stimulate it electromagnetically and cause it to vibrate at the same frequency of an original substance. Therefore, we haven't used a physical substance. It has no physical origin, but it is an electromagnetic solution that will stimulate a particular healing response in the body. And where do we get all this information about, you know, what it will stimulate? From the ancient Materia Medicas, and there are libraries full of Materia Medicas, of herbs, plants, metals, minerals, crystals, all sorts of biological substances. So we know what they will do in a physical dose. We now know what they will do in an electromagnetic dose. And that is called vibrational medicine. So it's in the same way as homeopathic medicine, it stimulates healing. So we can stimulate a symptom to complete rather than suppress.
Tell us a little bit more about the science behind it. Because a lot of my patients tell me, oh, but this is just
rubbish.
Yeah. Like a patient said to me, in a nutshell, what is homeopathy? And my question was, it's about that very little bit can go a very long way.
Okay, this is my favorite part. The science behind homeopathy is so important. If you don't understand, we need to go right back to basics. The basics are, what is the body doing when it is creating a symptom? Is it a mistake? if you have nausea, vomiting, a discharge, cramps, spasms, inflammation, pain, is the body just falling apart, or is it doing, creating a specific thing? Bleeding is a healing mechanism. But it's up until now we've considered it to be an error. Everything is an error. I actually thought that, Denise. I had to review my whole thinking. I had to think about that, because homeopathy didn't make sense to me really until I understood this. That everything the body does is a brilliant healing mechanism. It is not a mistake. It never makes a mistake. It's a God-given self-healing, self-adjusting a system. And it'll never change its mind. I mean, the thyroid doesn't just change its mind and go high faster or slower. Organs don't have a mind of their own. Don't have a will of their own. They do what they need to be doing to keep the whole in as perfect order as possible. And it may seem strange. When you bash your knee, it inflames and it's painful. Pain is a healing mechanism, so is inflammation. Okay? So now, clinical medicine sees that as a mistake, and they developed their medicine in its brilliance for suppression. It is absolutely a brilliant system of medicine for suppression. So if you want suppression, then that's what you should go for. Suppression means to hide. Actually, there's some other lovely words, but to sort of conceal, hide, or put under. So when you want to conceal, hide, and put under your symptom, then you would opt for a suppression.
Which is an order sometimes.
Absolutely. I always say when your arm's hanging off,
you don't want
you're standing on the ledge and you are feeling depressed, do not just spray a remedy in your mouth and have the vest. You need crisis. It's a crisis. So you need suppression. It's brilliant for suppression. It will suppress wakefulness. That's anesthetic. It will suppress pain. Okay. That's important. But when you need healing, you have to do what the body is designed and is trying to do. Until the moment we die, the body is automatically trying to put itself into order. Thank goodness for that, because we had to now use our conscious minds to think about where we put our red blood cells every morning, where the white blood cells going to go, and how are we going to do this. It would be a disaster. It all happens automatically, and it doesn't change. It doesn't, one day the body decides to do the right thing, and other days it doesn't. So a symptom is a healing mechanism, and that's so important. Now we know that it's a healing mechanism. What are we going to do about it? Do we want to suppress it? And for how long do you want to suppress it? Or do we want to stimulate it to complete? Now, to stimulate a healing mechanism, you need a healing system of medicine. So that's where homeopathy comes in. We need a little bit of something to push the body to do what it is already doing and finish it. Thank you. To complete it, to resolve it, to reach conclusion and equilibrium, balance back in the body. That is called a healing system of medicine. So we need to choose our medicines according to what it is you want.
Exactly. And I always tell my patients, for example, you get two patients with exactly the same virus.
Yes.
One will have totally different symptoms from the other.
Yes.
Why is that? That tells you something about the person with the illness versus just the illness.
Absolutely. Yes. Who is it that is sick? What is it required? Two people have high blood pressure. Now, under clinical double-blind clinical trials, you would get 100 people in, they've all got high blood pressure, and if you want to prove that a medicine can suppress, you will give them a suppressive medicine. They'd all take it, and of course so would 100 take a placebo. They'd all take it, and that medicine must be proved to be able to suppress.
Better than the placebo.
Better than the placebo, hopefully. Okay, and so that's the suppressive medicine. But you can't get in a healing system of medicine and test it out for suppression, because that's not what it's designed to do. So it's not good getting 100 people all with high blood pressure and testing out homeopathic medicine, or even as I call mine, vibrational medicine, because each one has a different cause. Somebody has got no money in the bank and they've lost their job in 1 week. Another woman has got hormonal problems and she's got high blood pressure from that. Someone has, overeaten for 20 years and they've got high blood pressure from being overweight. Somebody else has got hormonal problems. Issues. So out of those 100, most of them are different, and each, just as you said, requires a different remedy to stimulate healing. So for instance, a woman who has got high blood pressure with hormonal issues, you give a CPR. The one who has high blood pressure because they have no money in the bank account, you give them aconite, wouldn't you? Would you see?
Yeah.
And you are going to resolve all of their issues, their emotional issues and their blood pressure issues, and reach healing, but you will not suppress. So we all have to be careful what it is we want from the medicine and choose appropriately and ask appropriately.
I've had this similar question from a patient before, and you've more or less answered it, but maybe we can just clarify. Is why can't homeopaths just go and do a placebo double-blind controlled study like we do, which is the gold standard in medicine?
Yes.
Just say, I try to explain it, and then the patient says to me, okay, but why don't you take all the patients, as you said, with blood pressure due to hormonal issues, put them together and treat them with CPR? Surely that's the double-blind controlled study.
Yes.
What are the difficulties behind proving homeopathy?
In that circumstance, everybody's got high blood pressure because they're believed to have hormonal imbalances. Because there's the human being in the person, and that is fundamental to healing. Who is this person that is sick? And you just touched on it. Mm. Who is this person that is sick? Let me give you an example. There are two, you might be two women with high blood pressure, hormonal problems. One cannot stand heat, the other cannot get enough heat. Those are two different women. One requires lactis to cure the blood pressure, the other requires heat. So I know that this making homeopathy sounds so complicated, but it isn't, because we're looking for cures. To me, Denise, complication comes in when the patient wants a cure, but they end up with a suppression, and that means they keep on going with the medicine. When they stop it, the problem will come back. Why does the blood pressure come back when you stop your medicine? Because it's a healing mechanism, because the body puts the blood pressure up for a good reason, because it's the best possible solution it can come up with at the moment with the imbalances that are going on. And so if you continuously suppress and don't heal, it's a very costly thing. It's costly to your pocket, and it's costly to your health. You know, I think we need to know what it is we want. And very often the patient doesn't know what they want.
Mm.
And we need to also explain what we're giving them.
But our community is quick fix.
Yeah, absolutely. It's terrifying. It's got to be fixed today. Even those who say that they love homeopathic medicine, they love natural medicine, they love healing, they want to know why their blood pressure isn't down in a week, in a day, and why their emotional issues are not fixed in a week. And yet it took them, you know, I don't know, 20 years of a miserable marriage, maybe, to get there. Mm. I don't know. These are things that homeopathy is brilliant at unwinding, but it requires a little bit more help. But the solution, you can bring a blood pressure medicine down down in a day with a suppressive medicine, but you take a medicine for 30 years to suppress it. Or you take a little bit more time, you take an hour's consultation or two, and you might bring their blood pressure down in a month, but you've also improved them emotionally, mentally, physically, hormonally, and every other way.
Hmm. Yeah. As I said to my patients, homeopathy is not, it's a journey, but people don't get that.
Yeah.
Because they want to come once for the problem.
Yeah.
And then they come in a month for a follow-up.
I know.
But they don't realize that this is a journey.
It takes a little bit of work giving, and they're important
to sort out, you know.
I know.
It takes a lot more, it does. It's very, very rewarding, though.
Yeah.
There's another big word that was there in your introduction that I'd like you to talk about.
Yes.
What is ethomedicine?
Well, ethomedicine is is governed by the Traditional Healers Act, and I think many practitioners who don't fall under the obvious disciplines of the allied health professions class, where you have on the one side the diagnostic disciplines, and then you have the non-diagnostic disciplines. And that covers quite a few, I think. On the diagnostic side, there's osteopathy, there's chiropractic, there is, I think, Ayurvedic, a few others, Chinese medicine, and a few others. And then you've got the non-diagnostic, I think that's reflexology, you'll have to help me out on that.
Electromagnetic medicine.
Something. Anyway, there's a few of them. And those health practitioners that don't fall under the gambit of those, you know, allied health professions council, will then be able to register as an ethnomedicine practitioner, but they're then going to have to add on to their learning a huge amount of other disciplines, like, you know, things like iridology, sclerology, signs and symptoms, which, of course, you know, as I practice, you know, when I learned homeopathy, you do that. But still, you still have to do it, and they do hypnotherapy, simply because you have to understand, as African medicine understands, the what they call the trance state, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a number of disciplines to add on, which is fascinating. Ethnobotany, I loved it. I absolutely loved adding that on to my knowledge. And it's wonderful to see the similarities that run through. There's a wonderful thread that runs through all of these different disciplines of natural medicine. So ethnomedicine, it is fascinating, but that's where you would find those who don't fit in, say, under the allied health professions. And that was me. I'm there because I'm British.
You're the odd one out.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not alone there.
Facebook, I must tell you, Denise, is Jeannie Nelson has no friends. Zero, actually. It's zero, I think.
Oh, sure. I'm so glad to be
you got to go to Facebook to see how many friends you have.
I've got an SMS here. Maybe I can just quickly read it to you. Sure. Okay, wait. I'm trying to read it there. What is Vol Biomeridian Testing? Do you know?
No,
from Tanner.
No idea. I'm not sure.
It sounds like probably one of these, the bioelectric
resonance.
Bioresonance.
Yeah.
Testing. Maybe that was something you said you might be able to tell us a little bit more. There are quite a few machines out there that do the bioresonance testing.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more.
Well, I mean, I use a biofeedback system. It is not everything in itself, and who the person that's operating it is very important, you know?
Mm.
It's not click all the buttons and light of the moon.
Maybe also part of the problem with some of these machines is because people can skew it if it's not used.
Very much so, and possibly skew it to their own profit, you know? Mm. You need all these supplements, you need this, you need that. Because, you know, healing, in my opinion, is not about swallowing lots and lots of supplements. It's about stimulating the body to put itself back into order. That's what healing is. So you can't carry on indefinitely eating and swallowing all sorts of supplements when you should be changing your diet accordingly. But anyway, many of these devices that I use, a biofeedback device, I love it. It's great. I've used it always in practice since I've been in South Africa. And it gives me a lot of information, fundamental information that the patient wouldn't otherwise tell me. And I don't do a physical examination because that belongs to more the clinical side and the diagnostic side. But it does give me some information that I can work with. And I can take, based on that and based on what the patient will tell me. And I'm sure you've learned some background, your background in studying homeopathy. Mm-hmm. The interview is so important because what the patient says and even what the patient doesn't say is telling you what remedies they need.
Yeah.
It's fascinating the way they look, their expression, the way they complained in the reception, how long are you going to take?
It's very good.
Straight away you're going to give them... Straight away I write down their name of a remedy for something. It's fascinating. So, but this system that I use, and I'm sure there are many else like it, is a helpful instrument, but it is not God. It's a helpful instrument, and it must be used in its rightful place, and it must be used responsibly, and those that do use it must put some effort in and study about, you know, natural medicine, anatomy, physiology, pathology, the human being, and get all the other, you know, help that they can from the person, you know, sclerology, iridology, whatever you might be, tongue analysis, probably you've done that to me. That's fascinating, tongue analysis. And, I mean, general, you know, observations, you know, to develop these skills of observation. And that's going to give you a lot of information.
Look, these machines, I also agree with you, I think they're great. But my concerns are there are a lot of people out there.
Yes.
Anyone can go out and buy most of these machines.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of them are regulated by the people who sell them. I think it's all just they want to sell another machine. And then you get people testing their friends, the lady next door, and telling them they've got brain cancer. I mean, I think
really
damaging.
No, it's shocking.
It is shocking.
Mm. And it does happen. I hear it all the time.
Yes, exactly.
I've been called a skier operator. I absolutely cannot stand it.
Mm.
If people want to make an appointment with me and ask to see a skier operator, I always say that's not me. That is not me. I think go and find somebody else because that's not what I do. it's you can't call yourself a computer operator.
You need to understand the
whole thing. Yeah, really. You've got to have some good
background. Mm.
Okay, I've got another one. I'll just quickly give you this SMS and then we'll go to short break. 5 to 8 hertz miracle frequency. Do you use solfeggio frequency? From Justin.
I use the vibration of thousands and thousands of natural medicines, not specifically frequency, you know, as he's referring to. Because I don't know what a frequency does. I know what a homeopathic substance does. We know from the Materia Medica what those substances can stimulate in the body, and therefore we can only use them for their characteristics. And we know their, as a consequence, we know their vibrational frequency. So I don't talk in frequencies.
No,
I talk in people
remedies.
And nature.
Remedies,
yes.
Mm.
And nature and then people.
Pictures.
Yes.
This is Dr. Denise Saron of Naturally Speaking. He's speaking to Eugenie Rawson from The Remedy Shop, and I'll be giving her details after this break. Lord with a Tennis Court. This is Dr. Denise Saron of Naturally Speaking, and we're speaking to Eugenie Rawson from The Remedy Shop. I'm just going to remind our listeners they can SMS us at a cost of 1950 on 41348 or email us on air at mixfm.co.za, and our Twitter handle is mix98fm. Jeannie, we've got another SMS.
Okay.
Hi, Jeannie. Is it possible to buy remedies from you directly, and how does one take them for the for your illnesses? I think that's the one.
That's
from James.
Hey, James. Well, our remedies are available to everybody worldwide. You have an online shop, and you have a small retail shop in Douglasdale. And I've developed them to make them really, really simple, easy to use, easy to choose, easy to use, as I say. We have a range of over about 350 at least, and it's always growing. And those remedies can be seen, you can have a look at our product list on the Remedy Shop website, the Remedy Shoppy, that's
shoppe.co.za
or .co.uk, and you can order a remedy from anywhere in South Africa and anywhere overseas. Remedies ordered anywhere else in the world other than South Africa are produced and made up to order and mailed ex-England, and those ordered within South Africa are dispatched from Douglasdale. So yes, and you can pop in, if you're in Johannesburg, you can pop into the remedy shop at any time, and we will assist you wherever we can, but the remedies are designed for self-help. Very easy formula.
How much does a remedy cost?
115 Rand for a spray bottle. All my remedies are in a unique spray range. They taste great. They are
They're lovely because they're so easy.
Yes.
I give them to my dogs. I lift up the one lip and I just spray it on the gums.
Yes, I don't mind. It took me years and years to get the taste right. My children were the guinea pigs. And so they taste lovely.
You but first.
I know. You see, we started with the first one. When he didn't like it, we tried the next one and she didn't like it. But yes, they taste great. They're in a 200cc equivalent, 200cc, very strong. They taste great. You can give them to babies, newborn babies, pregnant moms, dogs, pets, all the range. I do have a small pet range, but the range in its entirety can be given to all animals. Horses, I'm trying to develop an equine range in my spare space, bedtime. But an equine range, yeah, that's on the cards. But literally every single remedy can be given, we've even saved a hamster.
Wow.
It got out, it came back, or we caught it, it was all frazzled, it looked like it had been attacked by some rat. We put some injury rescue into its water, and it started running on its wheel the next day.
That was strange.
So
good. You've got to stay fantastic. Don't feel safe to other people as well.
So look, they work for everybody. People are very safe.
Safe, of course. So let me just repeat your details. You can blog Eugenie on www.eugenie.com, or you can go to the Remedy Shop, shoppe.co.za.
That's right.
That's perfect. Okay, cool. Oh, I've got the Remedy Shop's number, 076-410-8262. Eugenie, just before the break, we were chatting a little bit about frequencies, and you said you don't use frequencies like frequency, this, and that.
Yeah, we don't talk in frequencies, no.
So just kind of in that vein, how important is a diagnosis or sickness's name to be able to help the patient?
You know, it needs to be, the name needs to be in simple terms. What name would you give cold and flu? Well, is it a burning, you've got a sore throat, you've got windy eyes, I've got itchy ears, whatever, that's what we mean.
Mm. It's an example, you know. It's not that important to be able to tell a patient you have picked swine flu.
No.
You know, you need to know what the patient's suffering from.
Absolutely.
They'll tell you. They can tell you. Sometimes they can't tell you. As animals are going to tell you, a baby can't tell you, but you can observe the signs. And the great thing about homeopathy, or as I think vibrational medicine, is that there are some great remedies, what we call polycrystals, I'm sure you know them. They cover many, many uses, like Woodstock, Aconite. And in my remedies, I've put a combination. So a cold flu and viral will cover the symptoms of, including swine flu, even German measles, the viral things, and, you know.
So often people just want, tell me what my diagnosis is.
Oh, I know.
And they can cling to that.
What can they do with that?
Mm.
What are you going to do with that? I always say it's a waste of time. Try not to. You tell me how you feel and I'll tell you the remedy. What else is there?
Mm. Exactly. That's. And then the other thing, what is the difference between an acute and a chronic illness?
That's so important, I think. I think a chronic one, well, an acute one is something that flares up, the body's putting all its effort into, the symptoms are pronounced, and it starts off quite suddenly. It becomes chronic when you suppress it. Mm. And suppress it. And now the body's healing ability becomes compromised, and then symptoms will often become chronic. You injured your knee, you took anti-inflammatory since then, you've interfered with your body's ability to heal that, but if you stop the suppressive medicine, the symptoms are going to come back, and that's the time to start using the healing system medicine.
Mm.
But to me, in my mind, and you know, please correct me, the difference is an acute one is sudden starts, and a chronic one that's been going on for a long time and hasn't really been helped properly.
And often after many medications that use, it obscures the picture.
Absolutely.
It's the whole picture. So
yes.
It's a process.
You've got layers.
Yes, you've got layers and layers like onions.
Yes.
No, I'm not an onion. I'm a cake. I've got layers. and you need to kind of unwrap it as you go along.
Yes.
And so it's not quite as simple.
But it's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
It's well worth it. It's worthwhile. Mm-hmm. You know what I love to say? The only cure for sickness is health, Denise.
Mm-hmm.
If you have... We have perfect order, God-given health. We lose some health, which we call sickness. There isn't another power out there, big munchies and, you know, prowling clouds of bacteria and viruses attacking innocent victims. No, we have perfect health, and we lose it through things like poor diet, poor sleep, emotional upset, toxicity, you know, I mean, simple things like greed and eating too much, eating the wrong thing, and so on. We lose order, and we call that disorder. The state of sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to put it back into order is to put some health back. You cannot chop out a sickness or chop out a disease.
Disease is exactly what it is.
It's a loss of something.
Ease.
Thank you. It's a loss of something. You've got to put something back.
Eugenie, I've just found out we're doing a government broadcast at 7 o'clock, and I'm just really getting into it and enjoying it.
Come back.
You've got to so much. You've got so much to tell us. I'm just going to repeat Eugenie's details. You can get Eugenie on Google, as you can anything, Dr. Google. The Remedy Shop, spelled all one word, The Remedy Shop. The shop is spelled shoppe.co.za.
Brilliant.
Oh, there's another thing. You've written a lovely book, but I'm sure people can get that on your website.
Yes, they can get on my website. It's called There's a Remedy for That, and it's a self-help guide. Especially for moms.
It's a very nice book.
Very useful at home.
Yeah.
Thank you, Denise.
Eugenie, thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Denise Tiron of Naturally Speaking, and we'll be back next week, same time.
Thank you, Denise. I loved it. Thanks very much.
Good job.